Welcome to Leanne's Voice podcast, where I talk all about the voice and how to use your voice, ladies, to speak confidently in any situation, whether it's work, home, play, on dates, whatever. Keep listening to this week's episode and you're going to learn some tips and hints that you never knew that's going to help you achieve your goals. So, ladies, to have more confidence when you speak, it is really, 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 really good if you prepare. Like, you gotta prepare yourself. Like, you prepare yourself for bed. Well, I hope you do. You prepare yourself in the morning before you go out to work. You prepare yourself for a date. You prepare yourself for an exam. You prepare yourself. So, same way if you wanna go and speak at a training session to stakeholders, your managers, team, whatever, you gotta prepare yourself. So, you need to prepare so you can be clear and concise and convey what it is you really want to in your mind to your listeners. And here we go, some tips, my dears. So, identify what your purpose is when you're preparing. What is the main message you want to tell your peeps? Tell them. What do you want them to take away? What actions do you want? Give people no more than 3 points. If you listen to my church pastor preach, he does have a long preamble to get in, but he doesn't do more than 3 points, and then he has action points for each one. People get overwhelmed. They can't take much more than that. Give 3 points, maximum 3 actions, okay? Know your listeners. Who are you speaking to? How old are they? How do they like the information delivered? Is it with pictures? Is it email? Is it talking? Is it stats? How is it? What are their interests? What's their values? What's their beliefs? What's going to move their hearts to move to do the actions that you want? Understand your listeners, and that will help you tailor your message to their needs. As I always say, like one of my sisters is a teacher. She does early years. If she tries to go and tell them this is how much you need to go and buy groceries a week, you need £47.50 in Aldi and Asda and Tesco's and Sainsbury's, they're not going to understand that. They'll understand if I have 3 apples and I add 2 apples, then I have 5 apples, one for me, one for mummy, one for daddy, and one for their 2 brothers and sisters. Yeah? Okay, so you need to break it down for who your audience is. Gauge them where they're at. So identify your purpose, know your audience, and keep it simple. I know different industries have different jargon and technical terms and stuff like that, but some of your audience may not know or understand. If you're speaking to an expert field, go ahead, rock on with your DT, BOB, DTIME, DOE, LBH. Oh, yeah, 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 there's so many. But don't let that take away from what it is you're saying. Be simple with your language, clear examples to help your audience know and understand the message. Don't let them get phased out by all the acronyms. You don't go in there trying to impress nobody, because you might come out there looking like a fool, my dear, yeah? I'm just saying. And as I say, use stories. People love to get in your business. Use stories. Use, antidotes. People love it. We love it. Stories are more powerful. As I tell you, using storytelling to convey your message is much more powerful than giving out facts and figures. Who cares really for facts and figures? I don't. You know, unless it's given to me in a delivery that's going to engage my heart. Use personal stories or examples from your experience or ones that you've seen or heard online to illustrate your points. Because people can remember a story or a heart or a moment or a deep, meaningful point or quote rather than a whole list of stats. I know you have to probably learn your times tables at schools, but they don't really move your heart, innit? It's just something you drilled through. So I want to encourage you that use storytelling and repeat. One time I was studying, this when I was doing my degree, and the lecturer, he would repeat a point and go, review, doing this point, review. So you need to repeat and reinforce the key parts of your message so it's more memorable and your listeners can take home the point. So say, for example, I'm trying to say, okay, ladies, if you want to speak with confidence, you need to review your mindset, prepare, and take down bullet point notes, not sentences. So review your mindset, prepare, and take bullet point notes. And I've left a pause there, so you know that what I've just said is mega important. So repeat key points throughout your speech, help people to go through them. And if you've given 3 points at the beginning, make sure you follow the speech or talk in those 3 points. Then at the end, refresh, go over these 3 points. Because people's memories are fluctuating. Sometimes things come into your mind, all of these different things, okay? And as I say, practice, practice, practice. Now, I'm not, I know that phrase practice makes perfect, but I don't really care about that. I know that practice makes progress, and that's what we're trying to do. So I want you to progress and practice, speak out loud until you start feeling more comfortable and confident delivering speeches on how to make a Victoria sponge cake with no egg, how to go and install that new wig, how to do your showcase your eyelash business, you know, how to go live without feeling nervous. So this will help you stay focused and confident and speak out loud, whether it means in the morning when you're brushing your teeth and you are speaking to yourself in the mirror. Do it, girl, do it. Stay focused on your messages and avoid getting sidetracked or distracted, which is so easy. And remember, you have been sent there with a message, and it's the most important part. Deliver it, give it, be like that Amazon delivery, give that. Give your action points as well. Have a chance for Q&A if there is time. Stay focused, deliver your message, be powerful, and give a memorable speech or training session, interview, whatever it is you need to do, do it. All right, my lovely. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got so much out of it. The tips and hints on there, I know you loved them, and I cannot wait to hear the success you're going to get in your interviews, in your team presentations, on your phone calls, your business negotiations, even on dates, my love. I look forward to hearing how that one goes, yeah? So if you love the tips I gave you today, I want to help you to improve, show and improve more than what you get from just on a podcast, yeah? I have an amazing ebook, yeah? How to have a strong speaking voice. Now, just to sound more confident, to own your voice, I go through different techniques that I use in my voiceover life and when I'm speaking with my speaking coaching clients on how to speak confidently. And we all need this, whether it's on the phone, to friends, to children, whatever it is, we need to know how to use your money maker, how to use your voice box tool, and how to speak with confidence, how to have a strong speaking voice. So go onto my website, leanturner.com, and you can get yourself a copy of How to Have a Confident Speaking Voice, The Strong Voice. Yeah, go onto my website. It's the first book on there. You're going to be able to move from where you are to the next place, higher level speaking confident woman that you are. And I'd love to be part of your journey. Thank you so much for entrusting your ears to me on this podcast. And then also for you, I want to thank you for in advance for getting a copy of my ebook to help you on your speaking confidence journey. And I'm such an honor, such a privilege to walk with you in this journey. Thank you so much for listening.